Hey friends, it is the 12th of April, and we are well into spring, and in that I have been reminding you that each day, as it says in Ephesians chapter 6, that we are to put on our spiritual armor. We've talked about putting on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. And today I want to talk to you about verse 15 of Ephesians 6 that says, "And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." So we read this phrase, feet fitted with readiness. Have your feet ready. As we put on the armor of God, I think it's important for us to look at the implications of this piece of armor for a Roman soldier. Roman soldiers, they didn't wear army boots, obviously, but they wore sandals. As we think about that, though, we could very easily think about these little thin leather sandals or something you buy at Old Navy, but these sandals were made the soles of many layers of leather, and they actually had nails that would come through them, kind of like, if you're familiar with track spikes, the bottom of those, and that was to keep them stable, not an object of offensive weaponry, but defensiveness in order for them to stand their ground. We are to have our feet fitted with readiness. We are to have the stability, the sure-footedness that comes from having the peace of God in our lives. And here's what I want to encourage you with today, that if we put the armor on each day, and part of that armor is understanding that we have peace with God, the gospel of peace, the gospel that Christ came, that we can not only be forgiven for our sins, but we can have peace even in the midst of bad days and difficult circumstances and even tragedy. So what I want to encourage you to do today as we go into today is ask God with me to help you buckle on those spiritual sandals, to have our feet fitted with readiness so we can be stable because we know that God offers the gospel of peace. Let's pray about that. Lord, would you remind me today that nothing today is going to happen that you and I can't handle together, more you than me, Lord, but thank you for equipping me with feet that are fitted with readiness. Thank you for giving me those spiritual spikes in my spiritual uniform that I may stay stable today, that I may be firmly planted in your truth, that the enemy would not be able to move me because I have your peace living inside of me. Lord, I can be anxious and still have your peace. I can be struggling and still have your peace, knowing, Lord, that you are the one who fights for me. Thank you, Lord, for providing me today stability in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.